The third level of conflict has a little conflict in it. It's an avoidance-avoidance conflict. It's a choice between two things you don't want. We don't want to take out the garbage, and we don't want to get yelled at. We don't want to go to work, but we don't want to be poor. This is a choice between two things we don't want to do, or two things we dislike. This takes a little more effort and a little more time to resolve than an approach-approach conflict. In avoidance-avoidance conflicts, we try to avoid the situation completely. We try to ignore it. We tend to hope it goes away. In Dollard and Miller's studies, they used rats in a maze. The maze is a single, long maze. They put the rat in the middle of the maze, and at one end they put shock. It's a mild shock, but it's there. At the other end, they put shock. And the rat, in the middle of this long maze, would do what you would do. Nothing. It just sits there. It wouldn't run toward one end because there's shock there, and it wouldn't run toward the other end because there is shock there. So it would just sit. So experimenters began taking this long single maze and making it shorter and shorter and shorter until it became known as a shuttle box. It is a choice between being on one side or being on the other side of a small fence or lying between the sides. You would get shocked on one side, and then when you jumped to the other side, you would get shocked there too. Animals act like we would. They try to stay in midair, not making the decision at all. Not going to one side or the other, just trying to stay away from it. That's an avoidance-avoidance conflict, a choice between two things you don't like. We don't like either one. We would like to avoid it. We would like to avoid all of it. None of the above, please.